Albany Comic Con's fall show is this weekend, and we're here with the show's mastermind, John Belskis. John, thanks for talking to us today.
Appreciate it very much.
So the con is in its sixth year now, and you're expecting a crowd of about 1,200 to 1,300 people at the Holiday Inn on Wolf Road this Sunday. Dozens of well-known comic book creators and industry folks will be there, and new this time around, a game room dedicated to gaming fans run by the Zombie Planet Shop in Albany. It's the premier comics and collectibles show in the region. So can you tell us, John, how has Albany Comic Con grown in the last 6 years?
Well, I have to tell you, when we first started it, we did it kind of on a whim. I rented the room, and I thought if we get 200 or 300 people, it would be great. Because years ago, you know, I've been in the business now for 25 or 26 years. Years ago, I ran a show called Mid-Jersey Con in New Jersey, where I'm originally from. And it was during, you know, the height of conventions back in the 80s and 90s. And if we got 300 or 400 people, that was a decent show. So when I threw this together, I thought, you know, if we get that kind of a number, it'll be great. And the first show, we wound up with 650 people. So, and we've grown from there.
Comics have come to the forefront of pop culture in the last decade. Do you think the resurgence of interest in attending conventions is a reflection of this?
The hobby in general, I really think, blossomed from conventions. And I think it was just a matter of time for them to find their way back to that. I mean, I started out as a convention guy in the middle 80s. You know, doing shows on the weekends, and that really was the height of it. And then it became storefronts through the 90s. Now that storefronts have dwindled some, I think that the natural fallback is shows. And I think the larger shows have expanded so much media-wise with movies and other media coverage that sometimes they're inaccessible for fans that are outside of that greater area. So I think that's what the explosion of the smaller shows has really, you know, benefited from.
What's the comic scene like in the Capital Region? Paint us a picture. What are the geeks like?
Albany is very unique in that it has a very, very strong center of comic following, and a lot of the shops have been here for a long period of time and have survived through the ups and downs of you know, what comics have been through in the last 20 years. So, you know, pretty much all the three major cities have long-term shops, and most of the shops have been here, you know, for 10-plus years, if not more, some 20-plus. I think there's a good college community, which I think adds to it. And then the other natural fit is, you know, the Catskill area is ripe with talent. There's a lot of guys that live in Catskill that, you know, either work in the city or have worked in comics in the past.
Now, conventions are known for their costume play, or as it's commonly referred to as cosplay. Do people dress up for the Albany show?
We've normally had three different dress-up groups. We have the 501st Star Wars group, which comes every year. And then we also have the Upstate New York cosplay group, which comes, and they actually handle our costume contest. We give away three different prizes. One's a cash prize and two are just gift prizes. We have a kids entry level and two adult entry levels. And they do a great job. I mean, they have a table at the show, and then we have a staging area where the costumes walk through to be judged. And, you know, it's new and different every time. That's what's cool about it. And I think that they have a really nice following. So they get a lot of fans that show up in costume. And I think it's fun for everyone.
What are some of the best costumes you've seen in Albany shows past?
We have a guy that comes as Blade. He does a good job. The Star Wars costumes are always amazing. There was a Chewbacca there the show before last, where a guy had a full-size Chewbacca and was probably about 9 feet tall. We've had a couple of Darth Vaders. We even had a working R2-D2 unit.
Now, if you were just going to the convention as a fan, what would you go for?
I'd be shopping older books. Golden Age Captain America. My forte in the business is pretty much Silver and Golden Age comics. That's kind of where I hang my hat, and that's what I grew up doing, buying and selling when I started this 25 years ago. So whenever I go to a show, I'm always haunting the old stuff. The new stuff is cool, and there's definitely a following for it. I'm just more of an old school guy.
The Albany Comic Con is this Sunday at the Holiday Inn on Wolf Road in Albany from 10 to 4. Tickets are $5. And for more information, you can visit WAMC.org.